welcome back, everybody. I enjoyed lunch. I hope you guys did too. Finally got way more food than I needed to. I felt like that first day I wasn't quite eating enough, but now there's like more food than we ever needed. Anybody going to the Killer Content Awards? Anybody there? That was fun. We had a bunch of clients who won some awards, which was great to see. So congratulations to all the winners in the room. Next up, because I want to make sure I get plenty of time, is I'm going to have Howard join you. Howard and I actually go way back. Back when there was direct mail. No, there's of course still direct mail, but way even before email, in the 1990s, I ran marketing at a company called Fairlawn. And that's when I first met Howard, and he was teaching me a lot about great direct mail copy and what it takes to really, you know, move the needle, putting people in, putting stuff in people's mailboxes. And so a lot has changed since then, certainly. So Howard's going to give you a great session on killer content. And so let's give it up for Howard Sewell.
Thank you. Do you want to stand up then?
Wherever you want.
All right. I'm going to stay at ground level if that works for everyone. Thank you for coming. Excited to be here. Appreciate the turnout. Hope this is good. I intentionally designed this to, like many of you have been to a lot of these types of conferences, I purposely designed this session not to be so kind of aspirational, strategic, high level. This is a very down and dirty, tactical, practical, actionable type session. So my hope is that by the time we're halfway through, you're going to be taking notes and thinking about that webinar invitation you've got to send out on Thursday and ways that you're going to change it for the better. So I'm going to throw a lot of stuff at you and move very quickly through the slides. So my intent is to just give you a whole bunch of ideas. Hopefully a few of them you'll take back to the office and put into use. So this is what I'm about to inflict on you. I'm going to take one slide to introduce me and my company. We'll talk to some key principles of B2B email creative. And then the bulk of the session, I'm calling 15 emails in 15 minutes. So some people collect sports cars, I collect emails. Some of you maybe do this, right? Ones that come along the inbox and are either really good or really bad, and I stick them in a folder. And so these are 15 of my favorites, and we'll walk through those, and I'll show you kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then some key takeaways at the end and some additional resources I'll point you to that you might find useful. And then if we have time at the end, we'll do some Q&A. So this is me. So I've been, as David just betrayed, I've been in the business for a little while, about 30 years in B2B marketing. I'm that old. Started my marketing career at Oracle. Ran my own agency for about 19 years, and then 9 years started, helped start Spear. We're a full-service B2B agency. About half the work we do is lead gen, top of the funnel, and the other half is things like lead management, lead nurturing, marketing automation, and a whole bunch of email. So we produce, design, execute dozens of email campaigns every month. We're most of the teams in the Bay Area. Our clients are all over the map, all B2B, mostly tech, about 90%. Technology, and we've been named one of the top agencies the last 4 years. There you go. That's the propaganda done with. Let me see. Oh, there we go. Okay. So let me, you're going to see some of this underlined and repeated as we go through some of the email samples, but these are the things that I kind of want to really sort of drive home today. So what, why, how? These are the three things that a reader of your email needs to know before he or she gets more than like about a third of the way through the email. What the offer is, why I want it, and how to get it. So think of that in the context of a webinar, white paper, a demo, a free trial. What is it that you're asking me, you're offering me? Why is it important to me? And what do I do? What do I do to get it? And so you're going to hear the word offer a lot throughout this. It's absolutely key to email success, and you think it would be obvious, but I will illustrate through my examples how apparently it's less obvious to many of our fellow marketers. We preach to our clients all the time, sell the offer, not the product. So sorry to tell you, but no one cares about the product. What they are responding to is the white paper, the webinar, the demo, the free trial, the ebook, the video, whatever that offer is. And that offer is what you need to sell in your email. That is why people are going to respond. Unless you're asking someone for a credit card and to buy the product on the spot, it's that offer that you need to be convincing them of the value. Shorter emails are better. Gosh, newsflash. That's not to say that long email copy can't work, but the important principle is just to avoid redundancy. So just avoid the stuff that is just not contributing to the core purpose of the email, bless you. And that is sort of driving action. Focus your email, critically important. One offer, one message, one call to action. It's easy to fall into the trap of sort of giving people different options. And if you don't want to do this, you can do that. If you don't want to come to the webinar, click here and we'll send you a copy of the white paper anyway. Don't distract the reader. Give he or she this one thing that you want them to do. Drive action. Don't just relate facts. Don't tell people stuff they already know. Don't give them two paragraphs about the state of the world and all the problems they already know they have before you tell them why, you know, you want them to download the white paper. Very common error. And in a similar vein, grab the reader early. Grab them visually through header graphics and the like. Grab them early with benefits. I know it's marketing 101, but people need to know what's in it for me. Why is this important? Why do I want this thing that you're putting in front of me and you want me to sign up for? And no long setups. And I'll show you what I mean by this when we talk through some of the examples. But there's a habit, particularly in tech marketing, I don't know why, to spend a whole bunch of time at the front end of the email kind of setting up the problem. So explaining why this is such a painful thing that's happening out there and why your white paper is going to be the answer to it. But you need to get through that stuff really quickly because people will bog down and they don't want to spend two or three paragraphs reading about stuff they already know. So get to the point. And then call to action. What is it you want them to do? Download, register, view, etc. Include that early in the email, preferably even in the header, and then often throughout the email. So as a general rule, three times at least, maybe a couple of buttons, one text link. Don't rely on just that one opportunity, particularly if it's at the end of the email, because people will not get there. Okay, we're going to you'll hear some of the stuff as we go through some of the examples. So a couple of caveats. None of this stuff is ours. That's number one. One, because I didn't want it to be kind of a capabilities presentation for the agency. And two, because I didn't want you looking at this stuff and saying, well, of course he likes that one because they, you know, they did it. So this is all other people's stuff. The second thing I want to say is the law of averages says that there's probably one person in this audience who's about to see his or her email flash up on the screen. And there's one on it. There's one exhibitor, actually, that's going to make an appearance. So apologies in advance to that individual or individuals. I'll try and be gentle as we go through. So I'm going to power through this stuff. And here goes. So this is a company called Insight Pool. One of the things I'll point out about this email is the pre-header copy. That's that little line of copy up at the top of the header. Always a good idea, best practice, good opportunity to kind of state your main selling proposition, tell people what the offer is. If people are reading this on a phone, it's difficult to read, I know. I'll make sure everyone gets a copy of the slides. It's just a good best practice to always have kind of some sort of pre-header copy up here at the top. The headline in this email is a fact. And what I mean by that is it's a fact and not a benefit. So you're not saying, hey, learn how to do this, discover how to do this, gain speed, save time, make more money. It's a fact. And so it just kind of sits there. And my recommendation would be, based on experience, is to always try and veer towards more benefit-oriented headlines. You got to grab people early on, right? So you got to do that with action-oriented language, like learn and discover and gain and all that kind of good stuff. So the first paragraph, so this is what I'm talking about when I talk about setup paragraphs, right? So this first paragraph is talks about, it's just a statement of fact. With 51% of marketers getting better customers from influencer marketing, it's less about et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. None of which is talking about the offer or why this is important to me. It's just sort of, it's just telling me stuff. And this is a pretty short paragraph, so there are worse crimes to come. But you need to get through that stuff really quickly, because if you bog down, people are gonna, you're gonna lose people, right? So there is no offer in this email, which is kind of a big deal. I really don't know what I'm being asked to do here. And I wish I could say this was uncommon, but it's not. Read more. The button copy is a really bad call to action, as is its close cousin, learn more, because neither of them mean anything. I don't know what's going to happen when I click on that button. I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. So be specific. Button copy needs to be really concrete. I want to know if I'm registering for the webinar, downloading the white paper, what it is you're asking me to do. And social buttons, I would suggest keep the social buttons on the landing page, or even better, the thank you page, because they're just, I know why they're there, right? So for either get people to connect with stuff, but it's essentially another call to action. It's another thing to do. And there's only one thing we want people to do, and that's click on that little orange button. Now this is the same email with images off. So if I have images turned off on my email client, this is what it looks like. Now, if I'd have given this speech a year ago, I would be giving you the lecture about how headlines as images, so text in image, is generally a bad idea, because if the person getting the email has their images turned off, they see a big white box and they don't see your email. Now, what's happened in the last year or so is email clients and email technology has changed, and more people see the image, like Gmail made this change, and so you see the images. So it's less of an issue than it was. The one thing I will mention is that if you're developing this as, let's say, an email template, and you're, you know, shipping it out to your field marketers, and they're going to go in and, you know, change the headline, it's a lot easier to edit HTML than it is to go in or get a designer to go in and edit a Photoshop file. So on a practical level, headlines as HTML versus text and image is still kind of a good idea, but it's not the crime that it was a year ago. All right, we'll leave the poor people at Insight Pool alone. Oh, time trade. Okay, I kind of like this one in sort of a ironic way, because I kind of don't know what the point is. So there's three different headlines here. I'm going to recite them to you real quick because they're difficult to read. Qualities of top sales organizations and the tools to become one. Essential something and something. And then anyway, and then this thing in the middle. I don't know what it is. What salespeople can learn from classic songs, which on one level is kind of enticing. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. What all these things are, and how they relate, and if this is an ebook, and if it's kind of what I'm signing up to get, and what classic songs has to do with essential tips, and it's just kind of a mishmash. So the principle here is making sure that your headline, your subhead, and the offer is all sort of tying together, right? It's all driving towards the same kind of single message. The other thing to point out about this one is there are four different calls to action. There's schedule a demo in the top right-hand corner. There's schedule a time to talk down at the bottom. There's the download button. I don't really know why I'm downloading, but I can download something. And then there's the social buttons at the end. So just a lot of different stuff going on, and just really needs much more focus. So hopefully no one from Time Trade is in the audience. So this is Equinix. Company in the Bay Area. You know, aesthetically, pretty good looking email, short header, which is generally a good best practice, because that way you're not forcing the selling copy kind of down the page. again, not really clear what the offer is. And I know as marketers, when we look at this, we look at it through a lens of, well, Howard, it's a webinar invitation. I mean, there's speaker photos. It's just, you know, it's intuitive. Well, it's not intuitive. And when you write emails, you design emails, you got to pretend everyone's an idiot and just make your offer and what it is, this thing that you're marketing, just explicit and concrete and tangible, and just there can't be any confusion about what it is you're asking people to do. So this thing is crying out for a little free webinar, upcoming webinar, or something up there in the headline that tells people what this is. There's another distracting calls to action at the top right-hand corner. Contact us. Another headline that's a fact. Now, there's three text links in the copy, which is good. So we want to kind of have multiple calls to action. The thing that I object to is one of them is a non-call to action. So I think there's a global interconnection index, whatever the heck that is. I assume it's content. And they're linking to that content, which is, again, I know why they're doing it, but it's not serving the purpose of the email, which is to get people to register for this webinar. So there's bulleted benefits, which are a good idea. So bullets are your friend, these kind of bullets. Good makes your email more scannable, right? So if someone sees this thing in their preview pane and they start to read through, it's just a really good way to highlight key selling points. These could be a little shorter, a little stronger, but that's, you know, maybe kind of a finer point. And then everything from, so you've got the bullet points, hey, join us at the webinar, here's what you're going to learn. And then there's this whole other section, discover insights to inform your future IT, and thank you, and the person's name. Don't bother with the person's name and their title and their contact information. This is not a personal email, right? This is not Sales Loft. This is not one-to-one sales outreach. We're not fooling anyone. This is a marketing email. And all that stuff is doing is pushing that register today button down the page, forcing people to scroll. So it's not essential. Just don't do it. And this one doesn't have a salutation, but if it were there, I'd tell you not to do that as well. So Acquia. So I'm sound like a broken record, but the headline's a topic and not a benefit. It's a fine point, I know, but what is it? Digitalization is shaping the future of web content management. Sounds interesting, enticing topic. I just don't know what the value is, right? So again, you got to really be clear about what people are going to get out of this stuff. So I'd like to translate that topic into, what are you going to learn and gain from attending this? Well, no, it's not a webinar; it's a download. So, but what am I going to get from it? And that's missing here. This one needs an offer image. So, if your offer is downloadable content, white book, white paper, ebook, case study, checklist, that kind of stuff, some sort of offer image, an image of what this thing is, and I know it's just a white paper. Is a key best practice. And you'd be amazed the difference that having that offer image makes to response, because people all of a sudden look at that thing and they go, oh, I get it. Okay, it's an ebook. That's what I'm going to get. And as I'll show you in some of the later examples, I was having this conversation just this morning with someone. Be creative about that offer image. Don't default to the little thumbnail of the white paper cover with the title that no one can read, right? You know, put your design team on it, show like, I'm increasingly seeing, you know, kind of the sort of the desktop vignette with the little open white paper and the coffee cup and that kind of thing. It sounds like overkill, I know, but it makes the offer more real. And the more real that you make the offer, the more likely someone is to download it. Other than that, you know, this is pretty strong. The setup paragraph is pretty short. It's like a couple of sentences. There are bulleted benefits, good button copy. You know, button copy is sort of a, you know, get the report. It's kind of an art. And it's a great, by the way, A/B test for those of you, you know, doing that sort of thing. This one says get the report, which I know is not the height of creativity, but it's also not download. Right, or submit, God forbid. So that should the button should be as much a part of the copywriting exercise as anything else in this email. And so, be creative. Now the footer introduces, and by the way, there's a coding issue here with the footer, as you can tell, because it's wider than the body copy. But that aside, they're promoting their user conference, which, again, I get it, but it's distracting. It's distracting from the main call to action. So this is Localytics. And this is what I'm talking about. This is a great offer image. It's a white paper. No, it's a Forrester report. But it's showing, it's got the drop shadow, it's got two views, it's the cover, it's showing open, it's showing all these cool graphs and stuff that you're going to get when you download it. It's just, it's selling the offer. And that's what this thing does effectively. So the offer is front and center. There's this starburst, which is very 1986, but I like it anyway. It's a $500 value, like it's like a Safeway special. I love it. So again, the opening paragraph, and I know it's difficult to read, but again, it's just sort of a recitation of facts. And I know, probably many of you are in technology marketing, and we like to explain things to people, and we like to tell them the problems that they're having and why our solution is going to send it. But you've got to do it in a really concise, compelling way, and then get to the point. The point being what the offer is, what you want people to do, how they're going to get it. So get through that stuff as quickly as possible. This is a finer point, but above the learning bullets, what you're going to learn when you download this fabulous report, it says this report covers how to. That should say, in this report, learn how. Because you want to be action-oriented, right? You want to tell people. So it's the same, it would be the same if it were a webinar and it said, hey, in this webinar, we're gonna tell you the following stuff. No. In this webinar, you're going to learn how to XYZ. It's a minor difference, but it makes a difference. And then there's some copy above the button here that says the right users and the right metrics. It's kind of a brand statement. I think it is. I don't know what it's doing there. All it's doing is pushing the button down the page. So we talked about redundancy at the top. That copy is redundant. It's not, if copy is not driving people to the action that you want them to take, you don't need it in your email. Lookbook, exhibitor here at the show, and a very fine company, he says, as he's about to tell you about their email. No, listen, the header here, so the top section, I really like. So this is an example of, I think, what is a really creative use of header space. This is what I mean by what, why, how. So what is it? It's a webinar, and it says so in the little call out. Why do I want it? Well, it's going to tell me seven things you need to know about lead nurturing in 2017. So immediately, it's concrete, right? Seven things. I know it's such a cliche. The five tips, the seven things, the 10 keys, the eight things to learn and whatever. But what those numbers do is make the offer concrete. This is, I'm going to learn seven things. I mean, I don't care about six of them, but I'm going to learn there's a number of them. So it's a great technique. There's an offer image in a sense, right? It's a webinar. But there's this little laptop with the play button and the call out, and they got the little 20 minutes thing in the corner, which is kind of like the $500 value. It's only going to be 20 minutes. That's a plus. That's a benefit. I'm selling the offer, right? So all of that is really good. And then you get to the body copy. And it's just, if you don't think you can read it from where you sit, it's really difficult to read. It's white copy on gray background, which is just not a great idea. The button copy, I mean, it's creative and I like the little icons and stuff, but there's just, I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff going on. It's really difficult to read. That paragraph is, when you do columns like this, it just makes things longer than they should be. And so it's a pity because the header I really love, but the body copy just kind of bogs down. And then, so you got save my seat, which is good, create a button copy. And then it says, see you soon. And there's the name of the person down the end, which you don't need it. It's not serving any purpose. So that's Lookbook. Hopefully they'll still talk to me. Webroot. Yeah, I think this one takes the prize this afternoon because I just, I don't know what was going on. I think this is the poster child for sell the offer, not the product. Because all of this is about the product, right? It's just like there's nothing about the offer. I think the offer is a free 30-day trial, but I have no idea what's involved or how I'm going to get it or what I'm going to learn or do I get support and you know what's involved. Nothing. It's a product brochure with a free trial button, basically, right? So the headline, it's generic. It just has no relevance to the offer. It's not benefit-oriented. It leads with a yes-no question. I want to talk about this real quick. So it says, do long scan times, big downloads, and slow performance make your users less productive? So the problem with yes-no questions, either leading off body copy as this does, or in a subject line, is that you put the onus on the reader to decide whether he or she needs to read further. Because if that's not a problem to you, if long scan times aren't things that keep you up at night, you're not going to read anymore, right? Because you've just said, is this a problem? Oh, no, it's not. Right? I don't need to read. So when you have a yes-no question, you need to flip it on your head, flip it on its head and turn it into a benefit. Now, discover a way to reduce scan times by 89%. Now, maybe you have that problem, maybe you don't, but now I've expressed it as a benefit and not said, hey, is this a problem you have? Because I've got something to tell you. So yes, no questions, I'd avoid them if you could. So we'll leave Webroot alone. So hands up, who likes this one? Yeah. I love this email. Now, granted, as visual design oriented people that you all are, this is not going to win any design awards. It's kind of plain, but it's a triumph of brevity. It's 53 words, which I think is phenomenal. But it's everything you'd ever want to include in an email. So I know what the offer is right away. It's a marketer's guide to Facebook advertising. I know why I want it because there's these three bullets and it says it's designed for e-commerce. So if I'm an e-commerce person, that's cool. It's designed for me. There's a download now button, which is great, so I know how to get it. So I've only gotten halfway through the email. I know what, why, how, right? So those are the three keys. There's bulleted offer benefits in terms of what I'll learn. There's this really cool image of the offer. Now, is that what the offer is going to look like when I download it? No, it's not. But it makes it more real. It's a book, right? And the button copy is creative. Now, and this is really, you know, a fine point, perhaps. But there's two different versions of the button here. There's download now, and there's unlock the guide. And unlock the guide, I don't know, that just gives me pause. I don't know what that means. Am I going to unlock something? Do I need a key? What do I, you know? So it's just be consistent. Creativity's great, but just make sure that people know exactly what it is they're being asked to do. I'm not sure I know what I'm being asked to do there, but above that button, I wrote a whole blog post on this, by the way. So that's one of my favorites. IBM. From a triumph of brevity to an essay. So here again, not really clear what the offer is. And I have to get all the way down. Oh, register for webinar. Hey, it's a webinar. And again, yes, it's intuitive. Yes, as marketers, we look at this and go, well, Howard, speaker photos, it's, you know, clearly, it's not obvious, folks. You gotta be really, dumb it down. Just make it really clear up front what these things are. There's no visuals. You know, it's this lovely IBM blue stripe at the top, banner, but there's nothing otherwise visually that's going to grab me as this thing floats by in my inbox. The headline's a topic, we've talked about that. And then there are these three paragraphs of fact. And they're facts. You can read them at your leisure when you get the deck. But here's all this stuff that we think you ought to know none of which has to do with what you're going to learn or gain or get out of this fabulous webinar that we want you to attend. So literally, for my money, you could take all of that out and just start with, hey, join this webinar on, you know, December 5th to learn about boom, boom, boom. And that's the key, right? That's what you're selling. So all this other stuff, don't bog people down in telling them stuff they don't already know. Another point to make about this one is no text links. So best practice, you want text links and you want buttons. So buttons are supposed to be more mobile friendly because they're easier to, you know, easier to point at with your fat finger. But text links are a good idea as well. So typically what we do is, you know, button in the header if we can do it, a couple of text links in the body copy. Maybe if you have the title of the webinar, you hyperlink that, and then you hyperlink something like, you know, register today or something like that, and then you have another button at the end. So this one, you have to scroll through the essay to get to the thing that we want you to do, which is register for the webinar. So kind of long that one. Okay. Oracle. So this is another one that's kind of, this is another one of those sell the offer, not the product ones, right? It's kind of a product pitch. I have no idea what the offer is. Yes, I know it's a webinar, but that's not obvious. It says register now. I really don't know there's nothing in that first paragraph of copy that is telling me what this thing is and why I want to attend and why it's worth my time. And that's what you got to tell people. The product may be fabulous. I mean, I get it, but that's not what we're selling here. We're not selling the product. We're selling the 45 minutes that you want someone to spend watching your webinar. And it's that time that you have to sell, right? What people are going to learn, gain, get out of that 45 minutes. So yeah, that's Oracle. Blue jeans. So, you know, you're tired of me saying this now, I know. And believe me, it's not like I picked these out of, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of emails, hunting for emails that didn't have offers in them. This is a common malady, I think, in tech marketing. You know, people are all passionate about our products and our solutions and what it is we're selling, and that's yay for us, and that's great. But you've got to tell people what it is you want them to do and why. And this is it's a guide of some sort. It's a download, but there's nothing in the body copy that tells people what that is. There's this big header, which is very pretty, and it's great, and they're handsome people and all, but it's just all this. It's a big header, and so it's driving everything else down the page. So, you know, I'd want headline copy up there. I'd want a shorter header. I'd want body copy that really tells people what this is and why I want it. And then to top things off, in the little copy at the bottom, there's a competing call to action: speak to an expert. So, okay, couple more to go. So this one's a good one. This is from Certify. I confess I don't know what they do, but they write good emails. Good pre-header copy. So this is an example of what to do. So it says, compare 17 of today's leading such and such and such. So right away, it's like, ooh, compare 17. It's like, that's information value. That's what I'm going to get out of this thing that they want me to sign up for. So if I don't see anything else, or if that's the first thing I see on my phone, that's value. What, why, how, it's all in the header. There's an image of the offer. The graph is from the report, so I know what I'm gonna get. The salutation, you don't need it. There's no text link in the body copy. Otherwise, it's pretty good, right? I mean, it's the button copy is, that's a little different view here, get there. But, you know, I mean, it's pretty good. One final point, they say CY Certify is number one. I know that's what you're going to learn when you get the report, but that kind of, to me, that sort of diminishes the value of the offer, right? Because I don't want to learn why you think you're number one or why this other person thinks you're number one. I want to compare 17 different vendors and make up my own mind. So just be careful about positioning your product in this way. And then I think this is the last one. Oh no, a couple more. You know what? I'm going to skip through this one. So I want to get to. Okay, a couple more. I'm going to go quickly through these. Optimizely. So there's this really cool little image graphic thing at the top, which is supposed to be telling people this is a webinar, except it's really hard to see the word webinar. So it's not really fulfilling the purpose for which it was designed. The date, the time of the webinar is right at the bottom, which is not where we want it. We want it up at the top because we want to sell the offer and tell people when and where it is. There's a lot of blank space, a lot of white space at the end. So all this stuff going on at the top is sort of pushing, you know, the body copy. The most important part of this email is the bullet points that are telling me what I'll learn when I register for the webinar, but I have to get two-thirds of the way down the email in order to hit those. So those bullets have to come up. Get rid of the salutation, get rid of that white space below the header, and then just move the benefit copy up the page. Come on. There we go. Okay, last one. I like this one. This is Marin Software. Really strong visual image. I mean, it kind of grabs you. The offer's front and center, right? I know exactly this is a webinar. I know what this is. The title of the webinar, Shop Till You Click, Creating Shopping Campaigns at Scale. Okay, benefit, know what I'm going to get out of it. Good learning topic, great. Short intro paragraph, wonderful. One sentence, you know, just to kind of set things up and then off we go. Join us, action-oriented language. Fabulous. Text link, hyperlinking to the registration page. Great. Text and button links going on. Really well done. I mean, I'd get rid of the salutation. I'd get rid of the sender name at the bottom. But otherwise, I mean, that's what you need. So kudos to them. So let me, I don't want to supposed to be pointing at, so I'm just pointing everywhere. Okay, key takeaways. So make your offer clear, specific, and tangible. Copy, it's not so much that everything needs to be 53 words, but don't make it any longer than it needs to be. So just, you know, look at that copy and says and say, what does it need to be here? What is stuff that I'm just telling people stuff about stuff and I'm not driving action and I'm not describing the offer? Think mobile friendly, right? You've heard all the statistics. I mean, everyone's reading email on their phone. Pre-header copy is a good idea. Call to action buttons are a good idea. I won't even go into responsive design. That's a kind of a no-brainer these days. Repeat your call to action multiple times in both as both button and text links. Keep your paragraph short, right? So one, two sentences, really quick. Don't take up too much time to set up the offer. So don't do that thing, those two paragraphs at the beginning and tell people why this all matters. Don't tell people what they already know. Always sell the offer, not the product. And lastly, avoid distractions. So keep it focused. One message, one offer, one call to action. All right. So I will get everyone a copy of this of the slide deck, whether you want it or not. But if you want it earlier, then it's going to take me to get back to the office and figure out where to get your, you know, name and email. Email me, and I'll shoot you off a copy. So I write about this stuff on the blog all the time. And if you're interested in, you know, watching me make fun of other people's emails, that's a good place to go. And then we've also got a resource center on a bunch of other stuff, infographics, white papers, and things where you can learn about emails. And so feel free to go and take advantage of any of that stuff. And then, email me questions. Are we done? We're done. Oh, it's the hook. Thank you, everyone.